Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because we have a powerhouse guest here. It is a woman that I think you're really going to vibe with. Her name is Elisa Vitti. And so many of you have been telling me that you're really interested in learning more about hormone health and periods and just how your hormones are impacting your life. Because while this is a personal development podcast, you got to feel good to do well, right? You've got to understand yourself and gain the self-awareness so you can show up and be your best self. So when I first stumbled upon Elisa's work, it was actually in September when I turned 31. And I was like, I know nothing about hormones. So I listened to her book, The Woman Code. And then I went on to read her next book called In the Flow. And I just honestly was blown away by the wealth of knowledge that this woman is. She is a functional nutrition and women's hormone expert. You will see her everywhere. She's been featured in so many different publications and news shows and on major media outlets because she is the go-to hormone expert. She's the founder of a modern hormone healthcare company called Flow Living. And of course, she's the best-selling author of The Woman Code and In the Flow, but she also is the creator of the app that I use to track my period called My Flow, which is the number one paid period app on iTunes. And it's the first and only period tracking that has this cycle syncing component that she talks a lot about in her book, In the Flow, and she touches on in today's episode. So if you're brand new to learning about hormones, this is gonna be your jam because I really took the approach of just being brand new to learning about this myself with this interview. But also if you're pretty familiar with hormones and how they work, I think you're gonna get a lot of incredible insight because this woman is just phenomenal. So please tag us on Instagram and let us know. Tag both me at Keisha Fitzgerald and tag Elisa Vitti so that we can hear what your takeaways are. Because it's always really fun when you have an interview and you think about how powerful this information could be for other people that you guys tag us and let us know. So without further ado, let's dive in to today's show. Elisa, I am so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited. So like I told you offline, I turned 31 and I realized that I knew very little about my hormones and fertility and really just like this whole world. So I listened to both of your books on Audible in the course of about like 4 days and consumed a ton of your content and it really changed my perspective. So I really wanted to bring you on the show to talk about the health side of things, but also really just help women that listen to the show understand how to, you know, take control of their body and how to understand themselves better so that they can just be more self-aware humans and go about their life in a way that feels more fulfilling to them. So that's why I wanted to bring you on. So can we just first kind of kick things off with like, how do we identify that we might have an issue with hormones or like what are hormones in general? Just kind of start with the basics.
What are hormones? Hormones are the chemical messengers that help the different glands of the endocrine system communicate with each other. So your pituitary gland in your brain, your thyroid, your adrenals, your ovaries, they all have to talk to each other and work in concert with each other. And hormones are the chemical language by which they do that. Now, this is a very delicate and interconnected balance. And so much of what we do as women, thinking that we're doing really good self-care with diet and fitness and time management and lifestyle, turns out is really disrupting this delicate balance. And so almost, and this I think is a very low ball number, 50% of women have hormonal issues.
Yeah.
What does that look like? That looks like anything anything that hormones affect. So that could be where you just feel like after you eat a meal, you're still hungry, or you feel kind of funny after, like tired and shaky, headachy. That's a sign of imbalanced insulin, right? Due to mismanaged blood sugar. So insulin's a hormone. It could be that you find you have anxiety, right? This is the effect of cortisol being disrupted, another hormone. It could be that you have difficult cycles, irregular cycles, heavy bleeding, light bleeding. You know, anything up with your period is clearly a sign that your hormones are not functioning properly. It could be acne, mood swings, low libido, difficulty with conceiving, difficulty sleeping, going to sleep at night. So anything that falls in the realm of skin, energy, mood, your reproductive functions, all would be indicators to you, or as we say, biofeedback from your body, that the hormones themselves are not functioning optimally.
Right.
And most importantly, why should you care? You know, because the cultural conversation is like, well, your hormones are just going to be problematic and you just have to you know, sort of muscle through it, kind of just suffer through it. And there's nothing you can do because nobody understands quote unquote hormones. And, you know, you're just kind of on your own. So just try to ignore them at best and hopefully you won't have any too many problems. This is the conversation, right? That we have in the background of our lives. And so what's really frustrating about that is two things. One, you cannot function at your optimal self.
Yeah.
As a person, as a woman, if your hormones are out of balance, because it affects major systems of your body beyond your hormones. We'll dive into that. But secondly, that cultural narrative conditions you to be passive when your body is telling you that there's a problem. And to put that into perspective, in 2015, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists decreed that your period must now be considered your fifth vital sign. So, you know, when you go to the ER and they take your four vital signs, your blood pressure, your temperature, et cetera, you as a female in your reproductive years must now look at your cycle and evaluate it daily because it is as important as your temperature and your blood pressure. Yeah. But because that is not part of the normal conversation and how we're educated as young girls, we just ignore it. Can you imagine, especially in this day and age, ignoring if you had a fever?
Yeah.
It's nuts. You would not do that because you've been conditioned to respond to that vital sign in a particular way. The difference here as a female is that you've been conditioned to do nothing when your body is screaming for help. And so your problems get worse. And that I find to be unacceptable and unnecessary as long as we get the right information. So it is about understanding that your hormones are talking to you, that you should absolutely take immediate action when you see signs of imbalance. And to three, understand that that is the path for you to be your best self, period.
Yeah.
Intended.
Yeah. Pun intended. So good. It's so true. Reading your books, I was like, why did I make it through 31 years of life without knowing this? Like, this information is so important. So, okay, for someone that's kind of new to understanding hormones and really even getting into tracking their periods or really just starting to get that awareness, where do we start? Like, where's a good place to start? Maybe someone is on, actually, let's start with hormonal birth control. Maybe someone's on hormonal birth control and they're like, I don't even have a period. What do we suggest for people to kind of just gain this awareness and kind of start moving in the right direction?
There's so many resources. I mean, in my new book, In the Flow, there's a whole section about what you need to know about birth control on our website, flowliving.com. There's all sorts of resources about what is really happening with your body. Again, we're just not being all the information that you need to know about the side effects from taking synthetic birth control are not being openly discussed at the times when you're making these decisions to make these healthcare decisions. And so you then come to it after the fact. And most often we see this where women are on birth control for period issues, which, by the way, was never the intended design or use for that medication, right? It was designed to stop all your reproductive hormones so that you would never become pregnant. So when you take synthetic birth control, first and foremost, you do not menstruate. You do not ovulate. You have no cycling hormones. You take a low, very, very, very low dose of hormones so that nothing happens in the uterus, in the ovaries, etc. A lot of women don't know that, and they think, oh, they still get a period because they have this breakthrough bleed. But those are just the placebo pills, because when the pill was first introduced, it was introduced as a continuous, you know, you just took the same dose of hormones every day. And women were not bleeding, and they were very upset about that. And there was low adoption rate. So they just added in these 5 sugar pills in every pack. So you would have potentially some spotting or breakthrough bleeding, but it is not a period. And most of the time that goes away. Even that breakthrough bleeding will go away after a couple of months of being on the hormones. So understanding first and foremost that you are not having any normal hormonal function from a reproductive point of view is important. Secondly, it is depleting you of key micronutrients, disrupting your gut microbiome, and shutting down your sex drive potentially long-term by elevating levels of sex hormone binding globulin. Not to mention it is documented to increase rates of depression and also slow down your metabolism to cause weight gain. So these are all the known side effects, right?
Yeah.
If you go on it for menstrual disturbances, right? You go on it because you have PCOS or other issues. Then let's say fast forward 10 years and you're ready to have a kid and you didn't know all this stuff was happening in the background. Guess what's happened now? Before, at least you just had your menstrual disorder. Mm-hmm. Now on top of your pre-existing hormonal dysfunction, now you have the added layer of micronutrient depletion, gut microbiome disruption, and all of this metabolic disruption, right? And your brain and your ovaries haven't been talking to each other for a decade. Now, all of a sudden, you get off the medication. You want your brain and you want to ovulate and you want to
You want it right now.
And it doesn't often happen. And then we, you know, when we look at the rates of infertility going up and up and up for younger and younger women, you know, we have to start making some like obvious connecting of the dots that this many year exposure to medication that depletes the endocrine system of the things that it needs to be optimally hormonally balanced or optimally fertile, which are really the same thing, you know, takes a toll. And if women knew that, I think they would make different choices, because in today's world of femtech, there's tracking devices. There's so many apps where you can actually know with precision when you're ovulating if you don't want to get pregnant, right? Or if you do. And so we have a lot more technology now where it doesn't have to feel like this scary, mysterious thing. I mean, even just our sex education is so poor that you have a belief, an inaccurate belief, that sounds like you could get pregnant at any time in the cycle. Your egg, if you were to ovulate in a given month, is only viable for 48 hours. Sperm can live in the vagina for 5 days, which gives you a maximum window of 7 consecutive days in which you could potentially conceive. Right. If you hit the timing right.
It's so crazy when you learn that, you're like, this is such a miracle to get pregnant. But it's, we're socialized to think it's like if you have sex, like you're getting pregnant.
Anytime. And it's just not true. And so that's why I think understanding the real science is the key, is the way forward. You have to understand how your body works. It's, I mean, it, I hate using a car analogy and I always do it. And I always hate doing it, but I'm going to do it again, which is, you would never think about getting in a car and driving it without understanding how the thing worked and the rules of the road, right? But you are literally driving around your body, so to speak, making health decisions without having enough of an understanding of how it works and what your desired destinations are, like motherhood or just healthy body and life, to understand how do you need to navigate to get to your desired outcome? And making decisions without enough information is not an empowered thing to do.
For sure. So, okay, I would love if you can explain, because I literally, I'm not kidding, made it to 31 years of life without realizing the benefits of ovulation, even when I'm not trying to get pregnant. So can you, and until your book, I literally didn't know that. So can you talk about why it's important to ovulate, even if someone's not looking to conceive, or maybe they've already had kids or whatever stage of life that they're in?
Ovulation is your gift every month, yeah. Right? Because what it does is every time you ovulate, that particular ratio of hormones does a lot for your brain to protect its well-being and function. It does a lot to protect your heart, and it does a lot to protect your bones. And not just that month, but it's banking that neurocardio and osteoprotection for when you reach the stage of life, aka postmenopause, when you're no longer ovulating, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't want to have osteoporosis in your 60s and 70s, you want to be ovulating every month in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to protect your ovulation. It's just so, so good for you. And yeah. I think we have been conditioned to look at that as the bad thing, you know, where you could get pregnant. But again, without understanding the, there's no bad part of your cycle. There's just the wrong information that has you have an inappropriately bad relationship with that part of your cycle, yes. Right? Baseless, right? In a baseless way, for us to judge ovulation. Ovulation is, in fact, beyond just the heart, brain, and bone benefits, the cognitive benefits, the mood benefits. I mean, it's a great phase. They're all great phases, but that's a great one too.
It's also just, I love your enthusiasm about just everything in this world. Obviously, this is just your space, but you're just like, yes, ovulation, yes, periods. Like, let's talk about it all. So talk about In the Flow, about just cycles of your period and kind of just how all of this came about, because it's such an interesting concept that I think can be so powerful for people listening to this episode.
So basically, I was surprised. I mean, I've been taking care of women for 20 years in my practice at Flow Living. And I was like, okay, great. You know, we have more menstrual mainstreaming of the conversation on wellness sites and, you know, period panties, and like the world is changing. I mean, literally for me to see the fact that there's these types of conversations or ads on the subway, I mean, just as a feminist, it's like unprecedented historical stuff. You know, that I think future generations will look back and say it's the beginning of some, increased equality for women's health. And so I just thought naturally that women's hormonal issues would start to decrease as we had more access to information. But like I said, it's now like 50% of women are suffering from hormonal issues. And I wanted to know why. You know, when I first wrote Woman Code, I wanted to know, well, what is the mechanism behind why anyone would have any sort of problem with their period? What are the root causes? And that's what that book is about, and how to fix them. In the Flow, I wanted to understand, why are we as women compared to men, why are we suffering with our hormones just in general? What is going on? What is fundamentally linking this all together? And it was two things that really blew the lid off of this for me and made me feel like I needed to write the book. And the first was that it turns out that women are being left out of medical fitness and nutrition research.
Yeah.
And this is important for you to understand the implications of that. What that means is that anytime you've heard of a diet or a fitness routine, a trend like intermittent fasting or HIIT workouts or paleo or keto or anything, pick a thing. Those were only studied on men. Sometimes postmenopausal women who are no longer cycling, ovulating, you know, menstruating are included sometimes in those studies. Mostly the studies are done on men. But then the reporting, you know, and I've talked to journalists, and they're not doing it on purpose. It's just that that's what happens when there's institutionalized gender bias. We don't even realize we're doing it or perpetuating it. So nobody is coming out to just call that little fact out, like, yes, this new research came out showing that HIIT workouts are the gold standard of exercise. Oh, and by the way, this was only just done on men, so women should maybe, like, you know, proceed with caution. Since that hasn't been taking place, and it's just like, oh, this is going to solve all your problems, this is going to give you the weight loss or the fitness or whatever it is you are trying to achieve, this new research, this new thing, women try everything, don't we? We try it all. And we don't lack willpower and we don't lack discipline. I know how hard you have committed to all of these things. I've been right there with you when I used to be obese, trying all the same stuff, right?
Yeah.
And the reason why none of it works is because it's not factoring in your biology at all.
Yeah.
And that led me to the second thing. Well, what is this fundamental difference between men and women that's so distinct? It turns out that we as women have this second biological rhythm. So we all know about the circadian rhythm and how important it is. We used to think a little while ago that, oh, the circadian rhythm only just governed the sleep-wake cycle. And then we started doing a lot more research and it's involved in the timing of just about every function of your body, like when your bowels are more active, when they're less active, et cetera.
Yeah.
You have something called, in addition to your circadian rhythm, as women, once you hit puberty, a second clock turns on called the infradian rhythm. Mm-hmm. And just like it's too simplistic to think that the circadian rhythm only governs sleep-wake cycles, it's also too simplistic to think that the infradian rhythm only governs when you're ovulating and when you're bleeding, because it governs six key systems of your body, it turns out. And it is the reason why you are not thriving in your health and in your life. So what does this, so we experience the infradian rhythm over the course of our monthly cycle, but it affects our metabolism. It modulates our metabolism. It modulates our stress response system. It modulates our immune response system, our reproductive system, our brain function. Your brain changes 25% over the course of the month. If you don't know which phase of the cycle you are in, because there are four, right, that we map on this infradian effect, you can't fully do all the things you want to do, because one phase, your brain is, you know, hyper-stimulated with verbal and social centers, and so you can do those things super amazingly. Another phase, you have all this progesterone, and that's going to, you know, caused you to actually do all your deep work, right? It's like knowing that allows you to really take advantage of these natural gifts, right? If we talked about ovulation giving you some natural gifts, the whole infradian rhythmic effect on your cognitive performance is a gift every day and in different ways each phase. So when I looked at this, I said, oh, well, that explains it. That explains why 50% of women or more are struggling with hormonal issues. One, everything they've been told to try to solve all their health issues or weight issues or whatever is being researched on men, which is why it works for men really easily and quickly.
Yeah.
And second, because we're not factoring in this infradian rhythm, nothing that could be suggested would work, right? The only thing that can work for us is something that factors in that infradian effect. So I took a look at that and all of the different pieces of the metabolism and stress response and the cognitive changes. And I said, okay, how can we map out a methodology that would allow a woman to support this infradian rhythm and to optimize her health and her life? Because that's what would happen if we did align with this cycle. And I named that the cycle syncing method, which is what's described and outlined in the flow. And it's got three pillars, essentially. You're going to modify your caloric intake and which foods you're focusing on each phase of the cycle. And I can explain why in a minute. You're going to modify which workout, what workouts you're doing when. And then you're going to sort of slightly shift the focus of your projects each week of the cycle so that you get the most done with the least stress. Yeah. The aggregate of aligning with each of these phases and doing what it supports your body so deeply at this most root level results in minimizing symptoms, right? Like, you know, we used to think everything was disconnected. Like, oh, I wonder why my skin and my energy and this and that. It's all connected when we look at these six systems of the body through the infradian rhythm. So once you start supporting that, all those other issues kind of start to resolve themselves. And then you get to sort of become, you know, the superhero of your life in terms of whatever it is you're trying to create and do. So I love that your show is about personal growth and development, because for me personally, and for the women who have adopted this methodology, it has been the most profound path of personal growth and transformation.
Yeah.
By really aligning deeply with our biochemistry, that is really the opportunity we have as women to unlock our full potential. And it's a mythology, or it's a convenient conversation of the patriarchy to say that it's the opposite.
Right?
That in fact, as women, the only way to quote unquote succeed in the patriarchy is to ignore or disassociate from the things that make you female, especially your hormones. And that actually fundamentally not only creates more symptoms, right? Because we're not taking care of them, the hormones, and then also disempowers you as a person. So it's a profound thing to do, not just on a health level, but on a reclaiming your sovereignty and your power as a woman level.
Yeah. So, okay, I love all of this. And obviously there's so many different directions you can go to really dig into this. And I know you highlight a ton of it in your book. But for the woman right now that's hearing this, that is feeling like resistance, or she's feeling scared or potentially overwhelmed, right?
Yeah,
she's like,
great.
I've been on hormonal birth control. I'm freaking out about this. Like, where do we start? Like, what are a couple like tactical things that people can start with rather than going full bore into like cycle syncing and everything? Like, where do we start to kind of build that up?
Well, you can't use the cycle syncing method if you're on synthetic birth control, because you don't have, you shut off the infradian rhythmic effect. So you're just sort of flatlining throughout the month in that way. Well, if you're on synthetic birth control, the best place to start is go to the website and download the free birth control rehab guide. And that way you can understand, you know, exactly what's going on and what a path forward would be for you to work with your doctor to potentially transition off that medication. Before you even think about transitioning off, however, you've got to work on replenishing your lost micronutrients. I curated the Flow Living Balance supplements to help women who have had exposure to synthetic birth control to recover all that micronutrient depletion. So that would be another good place to start. And again, that's all on the Flow Living website. And then again, you know, once you have a couple of cycles of that underneath your belt, you can work with your gynecologist to potentially transition off that medication if they feel that that's something that would be okay for you. And also you want to be monitoring yourself, because it's no small thing to manipulate your hormones, because it affects everything, right? So, you should definitely expect there to be not just like, oh, I'm just stopping the last pill and we'll see what happens. No, you want to be under supervision to do that.
Right.
And then, you know, the most important next step is to make sure that you get your cycle back.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's tons of resources in the book to help you do that. The supplements will help tracking your cycle, seeing what's going on, seeing if you're showing signs of ovulation, you know, but really giving yourself the time to just nourish your body. And even Woman Code can be a great resource, because the flow protocol that's described in Woman Code really helps just support your endocrine system to really start functioning the way that it should by balancing blood sugar and balancing your stress levels and you know, all of that, supporting your estrogen. So that's a great place to start. And then once you have your cycle back and you notice that you do feel different in these different phases, that's when you want to start cycle syncing. And the best way not to get overwhelmed is not to try to be an A+ student when you start something new.
Yeah.
Right. So I always say, and I say it in the book, pick one of the three things you want to start with. So let's say you want to start with your food. It can be really simple. Make sure you eat fewer calories in the follicular and ovulatory phases when your metabolism is slower. Mm-hmm. And then in the luteal and menstrual phases when your metabolism speeds up, make sure you eat 279 more calories per day, because that is what is researched to be exactly how many more calories we need compared to the first half of the cycle, right? Wow. And just do that. And if you don't do that, if you don't increase caloric intake in the second half of the cycle, right, you try to stick to your diet, the only gender that should eat the same way every day is someone who identifies as male, right?
Yeah.
As male hormones, because that their hormonal cycle operates on a 24-hour clock. Yours does not. Yours operates on a 28-day clock, right? So if you think the gold standard of self-care and wellness is eating the same caloric intake and the same types of foods every day and working out at the same intensity every day, you will hurt your hormones, disrupt your infradian rhythm, create symptoms, and make your ability to be successful in life dampened.
Yeah.
Full stop. So you've got to pick a lane, start with the food. You can start with the fitness. For example, because of our changes in resting cortisol levels, in the second half of the cycle, you cannot do high intensity interval training. It will cause you to turn on fat storage and turn on muscle wasting. And by the way, if you think this is kind of like, it's a nice idea, but I want to stick to my like hardcore workouts every day, you should know the U.S. women's soccer team has completely changed their entire female athlete training program to factor in the infradian effect on their female athletes to humongous success. This is the way forward. This is the future, a new understanding of how our bodies work so that we can actually take care of them the way that the female body needs, not the way that the male body needs, which they have plenty of research and plenty of great options.
They got it. We need, this is for us.
Yeah. This is for you. This is the way forward. So I can appreciate that you might have some resistance because it is completely new.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it any less right.
Yeah.
And it's just about what can you do to dip a toe in and then dip an ankle in and then jump in, because this will unlock your health and your dream situation with your life.
Yeah. Oh, that's so powerful. Okay. Can I just ask you your take? I know you've posted about this on social media, but like your take on caffeine, and can you educate them a little bit on, you know, the links between caffeine and infertility? Cause I found that to be so interesting.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's well, everything that I like to talk about has to be backed by research. And so, and
for
I
sure.
think the challenge is that for women, we're getting, again, not enough research being done on us.
Yeah.
And then the research that is done being done on men, you know, we just assume that it's going to be okay for us too, but it's really not. Now, the nice thing about caffeine is that they've been doing studies on both genders. And a new gold standard study there's old studies that show that having caffeine decreases fertility outcomes in men and women. But there's a new gold standard study that has come out that I've been talking about, you know, the known effects of this for 20 years, but I'm happy that the research is here to back me up, which is that if you have coffee on an empty stomach, any caffeine, I don't care what kind of caffeine, matcha, black tea, caffeinated beverages, anything on an empty stomach, it will disrupt your insulin levels for the rest of the day. Especially if you do that first thing in the morning, you will have no chance at having a healthy metabolic response throughout the whole day until you go to sleep and reset. It doesn't matter if you put butter in it or other magical potions, the caffeine is the issue. I don't care if it's matcha. I don't care what it is. It's the caffeine.
Yep.
So that's that. For women especially, it's really can be very problematic for our hormonal balance, because again, anytime you disrupt insulin and blood sugar, you make more vulnerability for your ovulation to be disrupted, which of course is going to decrease your fertility. There's a lot there. There's an article on the Flow Living site that's one of our most popular, called The 5 Things Women Should Know Before Drinking Their Next Cup of Coffee. I do talk about it a lot, not because I don't want to have a lot of friends, because I love all of you so much. And I'm not trying to take away your morning ritual, but because I want you to have the correct information so you can make the right choices to take care of yourself. Because I firmly believe that if women were just able to feel good the way that nature designed them each and every day, as opposed to what most women experience, which is kind of, they don't feel really on their A game half of the month or more times. If women felt on their A game every day, the world would be a better place, period, pun intended, again.
You're so passionate. You've got all of this data to support it, but then you also just have this like light about you where you're just like so excited, which I just really appreciate. Hey girl, I felt like this was a perfect time to do a little swoop to swoop and come in and plug the sponsor of today's podcast episode, which is Organifi. Because girl, if you're anything like me, you might be hearing all of this hormone stuff and you're kind of like, what? Like your brain feels like that emoji that's doing like the poof mind blown thing. So first and foremost, don't let yourself get overwhelmed. Remember that you're gaining all of this knowledge so you can do something about it. And direction is so much more important than speed, and baby steps in the right direction, those still count. So keep hanging on with us, because Elisa is going to dive into that a little bit more later in this episode. But I also want you to know that you've got options. If you're looking to cut back on caffeine or do what I did and completely cut out caffeine as I started to learn more about it and its effects on my hormones, but I still really wanted like a warm, yummy drink in the morning to replace coffee. So I subbed in Organifi. In particular, their gold teas. I love their chocolate gold, which Sina and I actually drink that every single night to kind of like calm us down at the end of the night. But I also love their brand new product, which is a hormone product. It's like perfect for us, called Harmony. It's made with cacao and maca and turmeric and coconut milk. And it's so bomb. And all of you that tag me on Instagram or DM me when you get it, you're like, Keisha, this is freaking amazing. And it's only 30 calories. There's no added sugar. And Organifi's entire line has no fillers or crap in it. Like, it's organic. So this is a really clean product line that I'm obsessed with. So if you want to check out Harmony or any of their other products, like their chocolate gold, which is my other favorite, they've got protein. They've got all sorts of awesome options for you. You get 20% off as a listener of this show. So head to Organifi.com/Keisha and use code Keisha, K-A-C-I-A, for 20% off. Again, that's Organifi, Organifi.com/KACIA, code Keisha for 20% off. And of course, you can always DM me on Instagram and ask me for the link, or check the show notes, because the show notes for today's episode, you're going to want, because Elisa is also giving us a ton of free juicy information that you're going to want to dive into too. So now let's get back to the show. So, okay. On that note, someone that is struggling with like fertility right now, where do you typically direct them to go to kind of start working on like, why is it that I'm struggling to get pregnant? It's been a few months. Cause you know, we have this mindset where it's like, I'm going to get married and then I'm going to buy the house and have 2.2 kids all by this certain age. And then it doesn't go according to plan. Like someone that's struggling with this, where do we direct them to first start to gain more knowledge and make some choices that will serve them?
I would encourage you to download the MyFlow app. It's the app that I created, and it has the circle icon on it, like the book, not the feather icon. And so what you're going to do is be tracking what's happening each and every day, symptom-wise, which will help us understand, you know, where is your cycle having dysfunction? Are you not ovulating, for example? Or is it that you have excess estrogen and insufficient progesterone, which can sometimes be called a luteal phase defect? If you don't have enough progesterone, you are not going to retain a pregnancy in those critical first days. So you could be ovulating every month, but without enough progesterone, and you need to understand what to look for to know whether or not you're making enough progesterone. Because, by the way, every month your period is giving you like free blood work.
Yeah.
Right. If you're not looking before you flush your menstrual blood down the toilet at the color, the consistency, the texture, right? You're missing huge, valuable biofeedback, right? Mm-hmm. It's real time. It's the aggregate of everything that either went really well that month in the cycle or didn't go so well. And by tracking every day and looking then at the end result of every cycle, the color, the texture of the bleed, the intensity of the bleed, then you can say, oh, well, maybe I didn't eat more calories in the second half of my cycle. or and that threw me off, or I had too much caffeine on an empty stomach and that threw me off, right? There's always a cause. The things that happen with your period are not out of your control. You are in fact causing the situation with your cycle. It's you're not stuck with it. There's no curse that's handed down from mothers and aunts and stuff to your daughters and nieces and stuff. That is just not true. You may have genetic predisposition for things, but we know from all the research being done on the epigenome that if you just change diet and lifestyle, those two factors, you can change the function of your genetic, outcome. So you don't have to be stuck with your period problems. And women are really often surprised to know that within a couple of cycles, they can completely, just by changing food and supplements and lifestyle, you can have a completely different period.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that hopeful piece is so necessary for people when they're starting this, even if it's not a fertility journey, but really starting to like gain awareness. Maybe they're listening to this episode and they've never really thought about this. And now they're going to make the decision to get off hormonal birth control so they can actually get that like report card every month with their period because they haven't had it in 10 years because they didn't know. So I think it's like, what's your perspective and how do you talk with women that are kind of beating themselves up about what they didn't know and how to kind of give yourself grace to kind of move into educating yourself? Because I think there might be some people listening, they're like, holy crap, I didn't know all of this. Where do I go? You know?
Yeah. Do not beat yourself up. That's, that comes out of our sort of culture of perfectionism because women have had to, because we're not included, you know, fairly equally in society the way that we should be, women feel like they have to earn love, earn that through being perfect or good. And so your knee-jerk reaction to criticize yourself comes from that conditioning. It doesn't actually come from you. What does come from you, and I write about it in chapter 10 of In the Flow, because as I would be teaching this live to groups of women, the emotional response to this, to being exposed to the truth, is pretty intense. You're going to go from first the sort of like, wow, I can't believe I didn't know all this, sort of like the surprise and the wow factor. And then sort of an anger, especially if you've been led down a path that you wish you hadn't been led down with your health. And then a sadness about, you know, it's all the stages of grief essentially, right? Like of shock, anger, and then the sadness of like, if I had only known this from the jump, how different my life would be, right? Yeah. I have a 6-year-old daughter and she knows some things that are age and stage appropriate, but I also have nieces. I have a niece who just started her cycle a few weeks ago for the first time. And you know,
were you like her first call? She's like, Auntie.
Oh no, we had already had call. You don't want to wait till then. See,
this is true. Okay.
That's the mistake we make, is we like wait till girls are like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. What is, or we tell them that, you know, when it happens, it's going to be bad. And you know, we really set them up for failure for a dysfunctional relationship with their female biology, right?
Yeah.
Which is
so true.
A deep core version of who you are, right?
Yeah.
What would be different for you today if I had sat down at 9 and 11 before anything happened, and I said, you know, women, when they're a little bit older, they have two special clocks, and you get this second clock that gets activated, you know, around 13, and it gives you all these amazing powers. It makes you sometimes more socially and verbally skilled. Other times it makes you really, really good at focusing and getting things done. Other times it makes you do this, da 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 da. And that the most important thing that you do to take care of these superpowers is to take care of the ways that your body needs that special care each week of the month. If somebody had told you that, instead of what you were told, which I'm not even going to bother going reminding us what it was, because we all know what it was. It was not good. you would have a completely different sense of self. You would have a different orientation to how you live your life. You would not be plagued with hormonal issues. You would not be waking up at 31, confused about how to achieve certain outcomes with your health or your life, you would be empowered at a deep level, you know, based on the real science of your biology, which you listen to me read In the Flow, right? Yeah. I go out of my way in the first section of the book to just outline for you how incredibly powerful of an operating system you have with the double X chromosomes, right? It's a pretty sweet deal, but you've been told the opposite, right? Yeah. And I think it's just important to recognize that all of this is going on in the background psychologically as we're trying to navigate, like, oh, well, what do I do now, right? Yeah. And that's why I write about it in the book and why I speak about it, because you've got the thing that really I truly think motivates women to change their self-care practices or their behaviors or whatever they want to do in their lives is that emotional component, really understanding what's driving them. And if what could drive you is to, you know, heal that wounding that took place when you were a young teenager, right? Mm-hmm. To do better for her sake, now that you're no better and you're the adult version of yourself, right? Yeah. That's pretty motivating, I think, more than just what you're going to get, because you're going to get all the great stuff, but to do it as an act of self-love and self-reclamation for yourself today, and also realizing that that will have a trickle-down effect or a ripple effect on the other young women that you encounter, you know, in their lives, in your life, in your extended circle. Yeah. It's a really important thing. It's not
so
just
powerful.
It's not just for your benefit that you, you know, adopt this methodology.
Yeah.
If the more of us that do it, it'll be a complete sea change in the way we culturally discuss, you know, what it means to take care of ourselves as women and to thrive as females.
Yeah. That extension benefit. I think about that all the time. As I was learning this and feeling overwhelmed for a second, I was like, I'm going to serve if we have a daughter one day, but I'm going to have a niece and I'm going to speak about this on this platform. And that's why I wanted to bring you on here, just because I think it's like gaining that awareness is so powerful. And the way that you express that through your work is done in this way where it's backed with science, but it's also very supportive and it feels very supportive, which is why I just think I'm so grateful for this conversation and for how you show up in the world and everything that you guys are doing in the flow, just in general. Just, it's amazing. So where can everybody find you? Tell us how we can get connected with you.
You can, I just want to say one thing, because if you are a mom and you have a son, you know, I have two brothers and no sisters, and my younger brother said something to me recently about how he's so grateful as a dad of two girls that he has had this education and awareness about, you know, the infradian rhythm and what is going on in the female body, that he feels really empowered as a dad, right? Yeah. And as a husband to his wife, to include the female biological rhythmic reality into the family culture, into those relationships. And I go into corporate offices, by the way, and teams, and train teams on having inclusivity around biological rhythmic awareness, because you can't have an equal workplace if we're all defaulting to the male circadian biological rhythm. That is, that's not inclusive, and women can't thrive in that environment. And having more awareness as an individual female is, of course, a first place to start, but the opportunity for us to build a more inclusive culture at home, among relationships of mixed genders in the workplace, is so needed and such a massive opportunity that I just look forward to this just becoming more of the normal conversation. Because when we have new science, you know, like, think about it. Many, many moons ago, people thought the world was flat. And that dictated the way we related to each other and the way we related socially, right? And then the science was accepted about the world being round, right? Similarly, we've kind of all operated as if the only biological rhythm is the circadian one. And it's just not true. And it's really affecting us. And we need to update what we have in our knowledge bank so that we can allow for the natural changes that come and the natural effects on society that happen when we have new technology or new scientific information, right? It changes things and we have to have that happen. So where can you find me and things? Well, you can get the books, both of these beauties, Woman Code and In the Flow, wherever books are sold. You can also go to intheflowbook.com to get a bunch of free downloads to get you started on how you can use the Infreon rhythm to tighten up your skincare routine. Because by the way, your skin changes over the month. Like, and there's so much to do, right? It's really fun.
Yeah.
You can download the MyFlow app at myflowtracker.com. If you're having hormonal issues, fertility issues, perimenopause issues, come to flowliving.com. This is where we have we just make dealing with those issues very easy through our curated supplements, our digital therapeutic courses, and our one-on-one telehealth coaching. And then if you want to find me on social, you can at Flow Living and at alisa.vidi.
Oh, thank you.
One more thing.
Yeah.
If you are like, I just need to do the cycle syncing method, I need to get on it, I want some support, I don't want to be overwhelmed, how can you get some more support around that? You can go and join Flow 28 at www.cyclesyncingmembership.com. And this is a community of thousands of women around the world who are getting their weekly workout videos and grocery lists and meal plans, all based on the Infreon rhythm. Plus you get access to my monthly coaching around how to use that new time management system that's in chapter 6 of In the Flow that incorporates the Infradian and circadian rhythms, first of its kind, into your life so that you can become, you know, a total powerhouse at whatever you're doing, whether it's your business or your career, whatever it is. So that's a great place to come, cyclesyncingmembership.com.
That is amazing. Okay, last question for you. And this is a real curveball, not about periods at all. On this podcast, we have a Pump Up Spotify playlist where every guest suggests one of their favorite like songs to get them pumped up. So I'm gonna need an Alisa song that gets you feeling good and pumped.
Wow, so many. Well, what just came to my head? I mean, there's so many songs, but I sometimes when I like walk out into an audience, I will play Lady Gaga's Venus. Because if I'm from any planet, it's that planet.
That is the best possible answer you could have. I love that so much. Thank you so, so much. Any last little anything that you want to leave the audience with today?
Just try to remember that you are perfect the way that your biology is designed. And see if you could just start to listen to the nuances of, oh, I do feel more social at this time, or I do feel more hungry at this time, or I do feel like I want to rest, and just do a little experiment, even in this light way of what does it feel like to like lean into doing the things that feel appropriate, and what's the result in your life? Do you feel better? Do you get more done? Is it having a positive impact? And if it's just at that little tiny fingertip level, showing you benefits, that should be the little experiment that you need to kick off your full dive into living an Infradian life.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.